What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Well, Christmas gift giving is a rich source of tension, it seems. Not long ago, we had a modern dilemma from one of you who wanted to keep the family tradition of giving presents because it meant so much to this person, even though others in the family didn't seem to care. Well, this time round, Diana says that as Christmas approaches, she's made a decision. And she writes in capital letters, "I am not buying presents for my grandchildren." Now she goes on to say, "I'm a pensioner living on a tight budget. My children have excellent incomes and they also have several holidays away each year. My grandchildren, whom I love dearly and see often, receive a mountain of Christmas presents every year. The carefully chosen presents I have bought in the past have disappeared into the heap and often have never even been acknowledged. The cost involved for now, 10 grandchildren would enable me to have a short holiday, something I can't afford and would love to have. So I've made the decision that I won't be buying Christmas presents. As always, I will of course buy them a special birthday present and continue to create special and unique cards for them for both Christmas and their birthdays. But the news of my decision has not gone down too well in some quarters of the family, and I'm wondering what others feel about this." So what do you think of Diana's choice not to buy Christmas presents for the grandkids anymore? You can let us know your thoughts on Facebook. And to let us know their thoughts, a pair of Santa's helpers are with us. Anna Arkea is a dancer and performer and teacher and runs Anna's Go-Go Academy. And she's a lover of all things Christmas. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Amanda.
And David Marr is the editor of Wish magazine and the author of The A to Z of Modern Manners. Hello, David.
Hi, Amanda.
Anna, some opening thoughts on giving and receiving presents.
I love presents. I love buying presents for people anytime. If I see something they'll love, I'll buy it and give it to them. Doesn't matter if it's their birthday or Christmas or anything. I love getting presents. Who doesn't? I think Christmas time is one of those times where it's a lot. There's a lot of presents. And I love Christmas. I've still got my Christmas trees up from last year.
Trees?
My Christmas trees. Yeah, I have five. That's not counting the outside trees that I decorate.
You really do love Christmas.
I love Christmas. My Christmas trees are still up. But I do have quite a few thoughts about this one because Christmas presents is a whole other thing.
Yeah, okay. We'll let that unfold. David, they say it is better to give than receive. Should adults expect anything back from overexcited children at Christmas, you know, by way of acknowledgement? Is grandma actually expecting too much of the grandkids?
Well, she might, you know, I hate to say it, but maybe she's getting the presents wrong. I mean, there's a generational gap there, and maybe the kids are expecting something else or have different sort of ideas or different tastes to their grandmothers. That's probably fairly normal, I think. And maybe they just, it might sound terrible, but maybe they just don't like them. Or maybe she buys them, you know, clothes, the sort of thing that they wouldn't wear or something like that. It's hard to know. I mean, look, you know, I'm one of five children and we only had one grandparent and she always gave us cash, which as a kid, and you know, not a lot of cash, it was like $20 or something or other, but as a kid, that was a fortune and it enabled us to do something with it. And maybe it wasn't so memorable, but you know, as a kid, you never have any income and never have any money. So it was actually something that was really appreciated.
Well, Anna, what's your own experience of giving children presents?
Well, I do love to buy, I mean, everybody loves buying presents for children because just their reactions are so delightful.
Well, except that they're not in this case.
No,
well,
but
they might be teenagers. That's why.
Maybe that's true. We don't know their age. But I think, you know, last Christmas, I get excited. Sometimes when I feel a bit blue, I'll watch videos on YouTube of people's reactions to receiving presents.
Oh, that's a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing where you could watch videos of, you know, little girls being given a kitten and their reactions are just so heartwarming and beautiful. So that's gorgeous. But last year I was...
Sure you don't have too much time on your
hands. No. Everyone goes down a YouTube hole now and then.
Yeah.
Sure. But last Christmas I was on my Instagram and someone I follow posted a photo of their two children sitting in a sea of Christmas presents. And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. I'm going to really watch this video and see these kids get so excited. And the presents literally covered the entire floor of the house. And the kids, they were just sort of ripping corners and looking at what was in and sort of tossing the into the pile, and they weren't even really unwrapping or anything. And there was this moment in the Insta video, which was really a bit chilling, where the kids just sort of turned around and they were really blank-eyed, sort of no excitement, no joy, blah, blah. And I think they were little kids and they were so overwhelmed that there wasn't that sort of excitement of wishing for that one special thing that you asked Santa for and then, oh, my God, I got it. So they didn't have any of that. They were just overwhelmed, sitting on a ton
of
presents.
It was a sort of a drug-induced frenzied state or something.
Yeah, like they were in some sort of present coma where there wasn't even any reaction. I thought, I'm no communist, but I'm kind of with Diana on this one, where I think kids these days get so many presents, millions and millions, that you can't really appreciate any one or two. And also, depending on their age, you know, Santa does all the present giving anyway. So no wonder grandma's not getting any credit. But, you know, it's a lot. I think it's a lot. And maybe kids get so many presents now that they don't have that excitement for that one special thing they wish for.
Well, David, I mean, you mentioned that Diana might be getting the presents wrong, although she does say that she chooses them very carefully. I just wonder if perhaps she also mentions that, you know, her children, their parents, are pretty well off or have good jobs or, you know, something or other like that. Maybe, you know, a bit of help from them wouldn't go astray.
Oh, totally. I mean, even if it's just asking them what they want. I mean, the thing is, you know, if kids are
I'm thinking of financial help as well.
There is that one, of course. But also I think, you know, to that point that kids get sort of overwhelmed with presents. The thing is, there's always going to be one or two standout, like, you know, hit presents, and everything else kind of pales by comparison. It doesn't necessarily mean that they think everything's kind of a poor substitute or it's not what they wanted. It's just that if you get some amazing thing and you've got five other things that are just kind of ordinary or just kind of okay, everything sort of pales by comparison. And I think, you know, it is, you know, you do get kind of overwhelmed. And then I think the problem with that is I hate buying presents for people, not because I don't like spending the money, but because I just find the whole thing really stressful, because you can never think of what that person might want. And then when you finally do think of something and you think, oh yeah, this is perfect, this will be great, and you don't get the reaction that you want, you immediately go to the place of like, oh, I got it completely wrong. And I think that might be what she is feeling is, you know, people unwrap these presents, it's not 100% what they wanted, or it's not as exciting as something else that somebody else gave them. That everything just kind of looks a little bit kind of boring or plain by comparison. But which is where I think the parents can kind of come in. I mean, essentially, you know, if the parents are buying, say, for example, five gifts for each child, why don't they just get one of them and put their grandmother's name on it? You know, if they know what their children want, they just go out and buy them.
And have got the money,
And have got the money. Well, I mean, also things don't need to be expensive. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, you know, not everyone's getting some, you know, incredible kind of thing, you know, for every single present. But I just think you could sort of mine your children for not just the finances to sort of pay for it, but for what they actually want.
Well, let me just note one comment on Facebook. This one's from Ingrid, who says, I don't remember one gift my parents gave me, but I do remember their cooking, playing in their kitchen cupboards, and with the button collection. Toys are overrated.
Exactly. And I agree. And I was just about to say, you know, the best thing a nana can give their grandkids is time and love. You know, and teach them how Nana taught us to bake cakes and collect eggs from the chooks and, you know, pick strawberries and you know, make sandwiches for the CFA if there was a bushfire. We had beautiful quality time with our Nana and, you know, so it's not really about, I want to know who's upset that Nana's made this decision. Who's upset?
It sounds like the children might be upset, not
the
grandchildren.
I don't reckon it is, because I don't think children, I don't think children care. Yeah. I reckon it'd be the parents.
Well, no, that's what I mean. It's her children,
If grandma can't afford presents and the kids are going to get heaps of presents, and then I really, you know, grandma's the boss. If you're grown up enough to have 10 grandchildren, then you can do whatever you want, buy presents, not buy presents, do whatever, and the kids will be fine. They're not going to be scarred for life for not getting a present.
All right. Well, David, what about taking that holiday? One comment on Facebook from John is, send them a postcard when you're on holiday.
Yeah.
Take the holiday at Christmas time and then you don't have to give them the presents. but, I mean, look, 10 grandchildren is a lot. And if you are buying gifts for 10 people, that's a, you know, for a pensioner, but for anybody, that's a big financial outlay. It's also a lot of work and a lot of time and effort. You know, you've got to think of 10 things and 10 things that 10 people are going to like and be excited by. I think it's kind of stressful. It's stressful enough doing it for one. But for doing it for 10 and paying for 10, it is a big financial outlay. And I think maybe if the parents of these children are upset, it might be because they're only thinking of their own family and they might only have two children or something. But if, you know, if they put themselves in their grandmother's or their mother's position and think that they have to buy 10 presents, that's actually quite a lot.
Well,
so maybe, and I also think that maybe what you need to do is like ripping a Band-Aid. Just do it one Christmas. No more.
Get it
no
over and press. Done with.
And then no one will remember the following year. Well, they'll be annoyed this year.
I also think, as we've heard from Anna too, Diana, give them your love and your time and take the holiday.
Yeah, enjoy. Yeah. Maybe all the kids should chip in and get Nana a holiday for Christmas.
There you go.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Diana, thank you for sharing this seasonal dilemma with us. And I hope this has given you some clarity on it, or at least lightened the mood around it. Thanks to Santa's helpers, Anna Arkea, who's a dancer, dance teacher, and the principal of Anna's Go-Go Academy. Thanks, Anna. Merry Christmas.
Merry Twistmas and Christmas to you, Amanda.
Thank you. And David Marr is the editor of Wish Magazine and the author of The A to Z of Modern Manners. David, thanks to you and compliments of the season.
Well, I've just returned from New York where they say happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays. There you go. All the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Life Matters.